You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Kea, once hunted to near extinction for its crown, has been crowned Bird of the Year after a tumultuous competition. More than 7,000 votes went to the Kea, easily surpassing the Kereru and the Kakapo, who came second and third, respectively. There are between 3,000 and 7,000 Kea remaining, and it is considered in serious trouble. Earlier, Kea Conservation Trust Chair Tamsin Orr Walker told me the campaign had absolutely been a success.
I think, you know, full marks and a fantastic effort from the Kea team. You know, they've got a lot of energy and really pushed it. And, you know, as we've all said, this is actually the first time that the Kea have won, you know, which is just fantastic profile and shows just how much the public are getting behind them.
Yeah, what do you think made the difference this year? Because, I mean, it was a pretty convincing win, but it was still the first one for the Kea.
Yes, yeah. I think slowly over the years, the profile of Kea has been growing. And, you know, they've come from such a dark past with the bounty. So, you know, for 100 years they were persecuted and 150,000 killed as a result. And, of course, they've only really gained protected status because of efforts of Forest and Bird in the 70s and full protection in the 80s. So a lot of people still perceive them as, you know, a nuisance, and of course they have been very controversial in terms of, you know, the way that humans and Kea have interacted over the years.
Well, tell me about that persecution. What was that down to them being perceived as a nuisance and therefore a pest?
Yes, yeah, but it was mainly due to the fact that they attacked the sheep that the high country settlers brought into the South Island. So that dates right back to the 1860s when there were the first attacks of sheep by Kea in Wanaka. So, and since then, of course, you know, there was a government bounty basically for people to send in the beaks of Kea, then they got paid. So there's records of 150,000 Kea that were shot during that time, and of course many more would have been shot. But yeah, they were perceived during that time as and known as the feathered wolf. You know, they've now got the tag of, you know, clown of the mountains, which, you know, because of their outgoing and, you know, fun and sometimes destructive behaviour on the mountains. But I think it's taken a long time for people to recognise the worth of Kea. And, I mean, they are the only mountain parrot in the world. They're highly intelligent and they're uniquely New Zealand, you know, from the South Island of New Zealand. So, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's almost like a redemption story in a way.
That... Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people have come on board, you know, to really get behind this campaign because although, you know, I mean, it's great fun. The Forest and Bird of the Year is all about having fun. You know, people sort of, you know, getting into sort of all sorts of tactics to get their species of choice up in profile. But, yeah, I think we've had people from all around the world sort of get behind this. Zoos, Federated Mountain Clubs has been absolutely fantastic. And, of course, you know, the mountaineers are really taking on board that this is the mountaineer's bird and this is, you know, our South Island, Southern Alps, iconic mountain species. So we're getting groups like that all around the world who are really pushing them.
I have to ask you, what did you make of the Kereru's campaign in this competition? Because that
well,
was...
I don't know if you saw, but Corey and Laura, who are a part of, you know, both the Kea Conservation Trust team, Arthur's Pass Kea team, and also Team Kea, were up on the mountains at the time, and we sent them the link to have a look at, so they very quickly put a counter video out to the green, so that was a lot of fun.
They were kind of pushing the limits of what you could do in a Bird of the Year competition, I think.
Yes, yeah, well, I think the black-backed gull took the honours for that one. That was really pushing the limits.
Were there any concerns over the alleged vote fraud that we had for a bit before that was addressed?
Oh, well, I think that, you know, these things always come up. We always run a clean campaign, the Kea team, whoever's running that each year. So, I think you always get found out if you cross that line.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.